Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Ross Slacks. Ross is the executive director of the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. Welcome, Ross.
Good morning, Corey.
Thanks for being with me today. And you've got lots going on this summer at the museum there at Chenault Park. But a big event coming up tomorrow night. I understand some neat music, some jazz coming our way.
Right. Tomorrow night we're having called what we call our Jazzing in June. It's our annual fundraiser. We're going to have a good time. We're going to listen to a lot of jazz. There will be hors d'oeuvres, wine, just a good time for everyone. But it is our annual fundraiser.
So how many years have you guys been having this jazz concert in the month of June?
Well, we started about 6 years ago, and it really has taken off about 3 years ago, where we're now having a full house. It's quite a good time.
The event, of course, will feature jazz. Who is the band that's going to be playing for you?
The band is called Eclectic Soul. It is a mixture of a lot of teachers and students in this area. A couple of them play for the orchestra here in ULM. A couple of them are school teachers, but they are very good and very entertaining.
Eclectic Soul. And, you know, jazz is the kind of thing. I studied jazz in college. Jazz is the kind of thing that leads off into pretty much all the other forms of music. It's kind of one of the big stops there before things start branching off into funk and soul and rock and roll and, you know, it has wide influences.
Right. Jazz is a compilation of a lot of different sounds that branch out from that. It tells a story. It talks about soul. And it's just a lot of different people coming together telling their stories through musical forms.
It really is one of America's true musical forms. You guys are doing this, I guess, partly as an educational mission, though, to enlighten folks about jazz as an American form of music.
Right. Basically, this month is Black Music Month, and we decided to focus on jazz because it's indigenous to this area. A lot of people know about jazz. They've heard about jazz, but they don't know the different art forms that jazz involves. It's not just music, but it's also art in paintings and sculptures, and we wanted to broaden everyone's horizon on those particular issues.
The area does have strong jazz ties, you know, people like Pee Wee Whitaker from Newellton, Louisiana, and eventually found his way to Monroe and, you know, toured the country with the Rabbit's Foot Minstrels back in the 30s and, you know, on the 40s and 50s and had a musical career. This area is known for producing some really good players.
Well, you know, this area has have a lot of musicians, period, but jazz is one of the main focuses, and it came really out of the New Orleans area and migrated its way up here, and we kind of took it and turned it into an art form ourselves.
I guess you can kind of follow the music right up the Mississippi River. You know, New Orleans, you go up to Memphis, it's got its musical soul, and just kind of head up the river, and the music did follow the river.
Well, music followed the river because that was the main highway during that time. A lot of people had access to riverways, and so music followed them wherever they go, and that's how people expressed themselves, and they still do today.
All right, so this event tomorrow night is at 7 p.m. How late will you guys go?
We'll be from 7 to midnight tomorrow night, so we'll have a good time. We will have not only will we have a band there, but like we said, there will be heavy hors d'oeuvres. There'll be a visitation period, and it is also sponsored by Humana, who has been our sponsor for this for the last 2 years.
Now, you're doing this at the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. There may be some folks listening because we got people for 100 miles listening. Where are you located?
We're located at 1051 Chenault Park Drive. That's right inside Chenault Park. As soon as you turn into the park, if you look to your right, you'll see signage directing you to us. You take the first road to the right, and you're right there.
And what's the cost to attend the event?
It would be $25 for the event. You can call us at 342-8889, or you can just purchase tickets at the door.
That's not a bad deal. $25, food, drinks, wine, music.
Oh, yes, it's a very good deal. And we believe in having a very good time and ample supplies of everything. So you'll have a good time, and the hors d'oeuvres would be spectacular.
All right, you told me you've been talking with the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser, and there are some projects in the works in Louisiana. Tell me what's the Lieutenant Governor been working on?
Yeah, we've had several projects we're working on with him. Quite recently, we did a social media workshop where he brought a couple of experts in, and they taught about different areas of how to advertise during social media. But right now, we're focusing on the Louisiana Civil Rights Trail. We're having meetings all over the state, and we're hopefully, well, we are one of the hubs where you can bring in your information, because what we're trying to do is identify sites that people can come and visit that was patterned after the one in Alabama.
Yeah, if you're riding, the course, the march to Montgomery, they've got the stops everywhere. They camp for the night. There are markers and markers there. So you're modeling it on kind of what Alabama did. Right now, though, you're still trying to find some of these sites. You're asking people to get involved, right?
Right. We're asking people all over, and especially in our 13 parish area, to come up and identify sites that we can go out and look at and take to the Lieutenant Governor, and we can put markers on those sites, and we can have people who can come all over from all over can visit the state of Louisiana and see all of these different sites.
You've got a lot of work you're doing with local artists. Tell me what's coming up with those guys.
Yeah, we have local artists that we will be presenting, showing their different artworks, and they're going to talk about them. One is Darryl Triplett, who is from the city of Monroe. He is the art teacher here in this area. He has been trained by Don Cinconi, so he is a very great artist. We also have Bernard Manyweather and Frank Kelly.
And you have a brown bag lunch today?
Today the brown bag lunch is from 11 to 1 o'clock. Feel free to come in. It's free for the public. Just bring your own lunch and listen to jazz.
All right. That's Ross Lax with the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. Jazzing in June. That's going on tomorrow night, 7 to midnight at the museum at Chenault Park. You can find out more by calling 342-8889 or Ross, your Facebook handle. How do folks find you there?
You can just type in Northeast Louisiana African American Museum and you can find us there.
That's Ross Lax, the executive director of the Northeast Louisiana African American Heritage Museum. To find out more, visit our website, kedm.org.